Kyle Magda here with Sprint Car driver Chase Dietz. You're running full time for Zemco this year. You've had 2 weeks already. You ran sixth the first week and the fourth the second week. How's it been so far?
Very good. These guys have made it easy for me that I just kind of need to adjust to their package and more so just the racetrack, not having too much Port Royal experience. Just need to learn what I need to do in certain situations and where I need to be on the track. But we've been very good, very fast right out the gate. Last week we were able to finally get in some traffic. Opening day we were just kind of out front in our heat race and then rubber down in the features, so didn't get to really do much. But last week we started 14th and made our way up to 4th. Had a really good car, so I felt really good to be able to maneuver around and see what we really got going with this thing. So for me, it's just a matter of, I guess, up to the driver. You know, as far as the car goes, they're giving me everything I need, I think, to go out here and win each week. So we all do our jobs. We should be in good shape all season long.
I have to ask you about your own deal. I know you and I have been trying to talk for a few weeks. Lincoln, you go out there, you win. You know, talk a little bit about that and getting the victory there.
You know, we were at the, at the end of the draw for the beginning of the season there, and we never had a good draw with our deal whatsoever. So, we were always coming from mid-pack in the back, and then just the other week, Lincoln had postponed a race till Sunday, and he made it a time trial show. And I told the guys, we're all over that. We're getting there. We went quick times, set ourselves up in position. Finally drew something good and drew a one for the feature and ended up winning. So we got a really, really fast car there with my deal. Obviously, the Zemco car is on top of things here at Port Royal, too. So I think we got a very good year ahead of us. It's just a matter of keeping things in shape and everyone being 100%, including the driver here.
Yeah, what's it been like racing against Logan, you know, being in this car before and now him with the Kreitz car?
Hey, I mean, Logan, obviously, coming from here, he's in probably two of the best riders in Port Royal between the Zemco deal and now with Donald. So, it's just, like anything else, it's always a transition period. So I expect them guys to be fighting for the win here very soon as well. They've been obviously strong. Logan has a lot of experience here, and obviously there's a lot of experience, you know, wrenching on the car. So they'll be a threat, just as I feel like we will. It's just a matter of, like I said, everyone being 100% and who wants to win the most.
Yeah, my last question for you is they just announced the full-time competitors for the USAC Silver Crown Series. Are we going to see you back here at all? I know you ran second last year. You and I talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually going to be our first race with the Crown car. We'll be here, I believe it's June 15th. I'll be doing double duty that night. So we'll run from Port Royal with the Crown car, then we'll be at Terre Haute, which is like middle speed week time here, and then Eldora at the end of the year. So just with the schedule with the 410 stuff around this area, that's about all we're going to be able to do, but it kind of fits well and, you know, allows us to have some fun with it.